Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role fast. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills you're looking for so you can hire the right person fast. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. That's how LinkedIn makes sure your job post is seen by the people you want to hire, people with the skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It's no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds on LinkedIn, and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business today with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Just visit linkedin.com/team. Again, that's linkedin.com/team and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Sean Payton, head coach of the New Orleans Saints. What's with this Saints happy cast? This has to be the worst Saints podcast in the world. Ralph can't say anyone's name right. Andrew doesn't know football. I have a hard time. Everyone has a hard time listening to Dave. And is Kevin even there tonight? The audio with this podcast, my God, the audio, it's painful.
You know, I can't even take my kid to the park.
I'm going to cut you off right there, Ralph. Sean Payton was asking, where is Kevin? But the real question is, where is Ralph? It's draft day. Where were you, man?
Well, I was taking a nap, and then I was at the park with my kid. I mean, the Saints didn't have any picks.
You took a nap, and you took your kid to the park because you told yourself, surely the Saints won't trade up to get back into the draft. What were you thinking, man? It's like you've never done this before.
It is. What does Dave say? It's like every time is the first time. So the Saints did a Saints type thing and drafted a Taysom Hill replacement. That would be the quarterback from Mississippi State. Andrew, what's his name and give us the specs on him?
Tommy Stevens, 6'5", you know, 230 and change. Played at Penn State, played at Mississippi State, especially when he was at Penn State. You know, he played running back, he played tight end, he played some receiver, he played quarterback. So he's been moved all around. He started some games, and I guess he played okay at Mississippi State before he got injured. I did see him run, you know, some RPO stuff. So some of the stuff that the Saints have done with Taysom Hill, you saw it on the highlight reel. I mean, just seeing 20 seconds of highlights on NFL Network as they were explaining the pick, you saw some of the stuff the Saints do with Taysom Hill. Well, so, I mean, they need a quarterback. I will say they gave up a 6th-round pick next year to get that. And where I don't get it is it's like, you know, they were probably 10, 15 picks until the draft ended at that point. And I mean, if you look at all the grades and the metrics, Tommy Stevens really wasn't on any, I mean, maybe someone would have taken him. Maybe they had some intel. But, like, my thing is, you probably could have gotten him as a UDFA.
No, you couldn't have. And I'm going to explain to you why. You can't pitch to a guy that's a UDFA. You can be the next Taysom Hill when you have Taysom Hill on your team. So the Saints The Saints couldn't make that pitch to him. So if they wanted him, they had to draft him. And the cost of it is a sixth-round pick, whatever. The more interesting thing to me, this to me is the first concrete thing the Saints have done. And I know they tendered Taysom at a first-round level, but that to me only said that the Saints were all in for 2020 and they weren't going to let Taysom Hill leave because he's that valuable to their team as what he does now. But this was the first concrete action the Saints have done. 2021, Taysom Hill is going to be the guy. It doesn't mean he's going to be the guy long term, but 2021, he's going to be the guy that gets the chance, because this to me shows the Saints are saying in 2021, Taysom Hill is going to be the quarterback. We need the next Taysom Hill. Tommy Stevens is going to be that guy. So they went and got him.
So you're saying that they're basically making a plan to replace Taysom Hill for all the other stuff that he does.
Yes.
And so they don't even necessarily see Tommy Stevens as the future backup to Taysom Hill. They just see him as the future do-it-all current Taysom Hill.
Current. That's exactly right.
Interesting.
And maybe he could be – maybe as they change the offense, they'll say, hey, we're going to change the offense to Taysom Hill, and Tommy needs to be the backup. But I don't really see it that way. I see the Saints doing when Taysom Hill is the starting quarterback in 2021, I see it as Tommy – ideally, in the ideal world, it would be Tommy Stevens is the quote-unquote third-string quarterback, and he does all the Taysom Hill stuff. The second string guy is some random dude, but if Taysom Hill gets hurt, Tommy Stevens automatically becomes the starting quarterback. So it'll be like this year, right? Like the Saints will sign Joe Flacco.
Well, that was the kind of appendix, or you know, the add-on to what you were saying that I was gonna add, is that if the Saints commit to Taysom Hill in 2021, you'd have to assume that it's going to involve some form of a redesign to the offense. You know, obviously, this offense is very much designed around what Drew Brees can do and his skill set. And if Taysom Hill was a starting quarterback, I think it would look very different. More rollouts, more scripted throws, more running plays for the quarterback. So if you're going to design an offense like that, I mean, I would take it a step further that drafting a player with the skill set as a reserve, a guy that you would bring along, a guy that you would develop in your system that has kind of the same makeup, you know, it would be a compliment as a backup quarterback to a system that you're envisioning installing in the future. So I don't know if, you know, obviously it's way too soon to even say that he would be a third string quarterback on the Saints. I'm sure he's going to have competition this year, but, you know, he could be a guy that's on your practice squad this year if he doesn't make the 53, and you're still developing him, you're still trying to turn him into that Taysom Hill element. I mean, remember, Taylor Vanderlaan, by the way, is a former quarterback, and he's a guy that's played a little tight end and fullback for the Saints. Similar thing with him. They had a similar vision for Taylor Vanderlaan. Now, he only played a game or two, got injured, and we never really got a chance to see him, but he was a guy that was on the Saints practice squad, and I know they were kind of poking around it, making him the next Taysom Hill, too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
I know they really liked his speed and his size, and so I think you're onto something here, Ralph, that they're really trying to develop the next Taysom Hill because they know they're not going to have Taysom Hill in that capacity.
Yeah, and the thing is with Tommy Stevens is, you know, by his history, he's completely open to it because he was at Penn State and I had read about him. He was like, get me on kickoffs. I just want to play. Put me on kickoffs. Do whatever. So you know he's open to it. And that's why when people say, oh, Jalen Hurts, he's the next Taysom Hill. The thing that makes the secret sauce to Taysom Hill, besides that he's a freak athlete and everything about it, the secret sauce to him is that he's willing to do whatever. He's blocking punts, you know? And that's the thing. Most quarterbacks are like, I'm a quarterback. I'm not playing special teams. I'm not doing this. I'm not playing H-back. Taysom Hill's like, oh, you want me to play special teams? You want me to gun? You want me to, you know, play H-back? Whatever. And that's the thing that kept Tim Tebow out of the NFL. He's like, I know. I'm not doing it. I'm a quarterback.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, you look at guys like Justin Hardy or JT Gray, and those are guys that they remain on the team, even though they're designated as safeties. If you look at their position on the depth chart, it says safety and it says cornerback. But they're not playing those positions. They're just playing special teams. But all these promising reserves that you see in training camp that are fighting for roster spots that end up getting cut and they bounce around the league, you're working out for different teams, trying to latch on somewhere. And they don't get a roster spot because no one needs a corner that's kind of a fringe player. You know, those guys, there's a lot of corners and safeties out there that are probably better than JT Gray and Justin Hardy, or at least they were better than they were when they first entered the league. But what special teams allows you to do is to stick around long enough to learn the position, to continue developing while you're giving the team some asset and some help in an area that's important in special teams. And it's really rare for a quarterback to give you that. I mean, it's unheard of that quarterbacks can help you. And so I would argue with Taysom Hill that when he came to the draft and he was undrafted, that there was no viable path as an undrafted rookie out of BYU with a ton of injuries for him becoming a starter or even a backup quarterback in the league. He was destined for failure because he was going to battle other quarterbacks to be a quarterback. He wasn't going to look as good, and he was going to get kicked out of the league. But what you've seen with the Saints is – they found a niche for him. They found the ability to have him help the team. All the while, he's still in the locker room. He's still in the meetings. He's learning from Drew Brees. He's getting better. He's doing all the things that help his development. And then all of a sudden, here we are, and we're talking about Taysom Hill as a viable starting quarterback in the NFL. So when you look at Tommy Stevens and you look at his lack of production in college and you maybe think to yourself, this guy could never make it in the pros. Imagine him covering kickoffs. Imagine him being an H-back and making a play here or there. Imagine Sean Payton bringing him along. And all of a sudden, he's been with the Saints for 3 years. He's made plays here and there. And randomly, he's starting to get a little better at quarterback. And maybe he is your backup to Taysom Hill.
Here's the one thing I worry about it. Not that it matters in the grand scheme, because who cares about a 2021 sixth-round pick? Except for Kevin. Rip, Kevin. They're never going to have a year where they have all their draft picks.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Here's the thing that worries me is it's going to be really hard, I think, to get him on the practice squad. So in a sense of the Saints, I think another team, if the Saints cut him, another team would be like, hey, come be our Taysom Hill. Why wait? And why make practice squad wages when you can come on our roster and make full-scale NFL wages, which it's a huge difference. That might be my only concern.
You've got to be. I'd say two things. Number one, you got to be creative enough offensively to know how to make a guy like that Taysom Hill. So that's the first thing. And I would venture to say that there's only five or six coaches in this league that can even pull that off. That's the first thing. The second thing I would say is he'd have to show something in preseason. You know, if he was electric, he blocked a punt, or he showed the ability to block, or he made a tremendous catch on a crossing route. I mean, if he showed the ability to do things beyond play quarterback in preseason, then I agree with you, it'd be very hard to stash him on the practice squad. But if he goes through the entire training camp preseason and you don't really see anything from him, and we know he's kind of shaky as a quarterback prospect, very shaky, then I think teams are going to be like, whatever, not interested. And I still think once he gets in the Saints system, it's only going to get easier to convince him to stay. So I think to tell him, hey, look, we're going to put you on the practice squad, but we see a vision for you, and eventually you will get a chance to play for us. I really do think he'd stick around. So I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but it changes the game but here's the thing, Ralph, if he looks really good in preseason, then you can keep him as your third quarterback. Now, if something happens to Breeze and Taysom Hill, if they both get injured, you obviously can't roll with Tommy Stevens. So then you'd have to go find another guy.
But at that point, who cares? Seriously, like,
yeah, I mean, it's true, yeah.
At that point,
there would be some, like, let's say Joe Flacco still doesn't have a job, like, that would be a consideration. Like,
at that point, Andrew, if they lose Breeze and Taysom Hill, I want Tommy Stevens playing because I want as high a draft pick as possible. Like, that's and just.
Well, I don't think the Saints would see it that way. Like, regardless of the situation, I think the Saints would say we want to compete. And we want to give put
but
in
at
the
that
quarterback
point, like,
to get
it's fine,
the best chance of winning.
But like all our playoff Super Bowl dreams, it's out the window. Like at that point,
yeah.
Like any team, when you're playing your third quarterback, your season is donezo. Like, you know,
yeah.
And I don't want to be. Let's not end on a negative note like that. But I just want to say this draft has been delightfully ridiculous. Like this is the Saintsiest, most Loomisy draft of them all.
I mean, it was more than Loomis. That's the thing. It was so insane. And this trading up into the seventh round to get the next, like, Taysom Hill light it's even more Loomis than Loomis could ever be. It's like the crown jewel. It's insane. And so I think you look back on this draft class, and I mean, I really think this last pick here is the cherry on top. It really is.
It's just so freaking.
Chef's kiss.
It is. It deserves the air horn. So, guys, this podcast was free, but after this, everything goes behind the paywall on the daily side, and you need to support this podcast. I know we have more listeners than we ever had. We're gonna go over 12,000 listens for this week, and for those of you that support the podcast, we love you. For those of you,
we might go to top 10 in Finland for
football
podcasts.
We could be. But for those of you that don't, consider supporting us. You get the daily podcast, you get all of Andrew's blogs, and you get the best swag on earth, the Crew to Taysom Cup, the koozie, the magnet, and all kinds of stuff. Guys, we love you. We will see you tomorrow night for the Big Show.